Holy shitballs. The radio is off so the kids can sleep, and back, their faces smush into my mother-in-law's shoulders, their breath slow and muffled. The tires de-thump, de-thump on the road. Our high beams split the night and pull us home. Joan's probably nodding between them, repeating her prayers for harmony, as if she'd willed this happy, tired Thanksgiving night drive. Anne's head slides to rest on her window. Our breathing synchronizes to sighs and silence. When Zach shouts, "Holy shitballs!" Joan gasps. Anne sticks a sharp fingernail in my thigh. In case I'd forgotten, I had insisted Ace Ventura was fine for a five-year-old. Her insistence, I listened to the ratings. The ratings. I picture my 12-year-old self, red-faced, hands gesturing wildly, and my father shrugging, stuttering. You're just not ready. And now Anne's found a website that counts the shits and fucks and breasts and butts. But I get it. He's five. I know the sharp pain of parenthood without her fingernail reminder. I'm supposed to save him from moments like this, when the joy of holy shitballs wears off, and in the silent aftermath, he begins to realize what he's done, imagines his grandmother reciting prayers for him. But that holy shitballs was such joy. Some sounds light up the brain's pleasure zones, want to be felt in the mouth, heard in the open air, echoing in your own little voice. Like the shit howdy I'd hear exclaimed in happy surprise by the pseudo-cowboys I knew in Colorado. Or my friend Guy's fucking A shouts of frustration. How can you count and measure that? In the dark silence of the car, I feel relief. At least they didn't take Aaron, who sighs now peacefully, still innocent of the joys of swearing. As Joan prays for our souls or perhaps muffles her laughter, and Zach wonders how the echo of holy shitballs could turn so quickly to the I never should have regret that often follows great joy. The realization that you can't go backwards. No one speaks. The tires keep their beat in the cold night. We each nurse our own thoughts in the warm car. Until, in the darkness, Aaron whispers, "Holy shitballs." Slow and careful, as if memorizing a prayer. Then seems to fall back to sleep. Holy shitballs. The radio's off so the kids can sleep.